Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Cho.
This is Specialist Cho speaking.
Hi, Ms. Cho. My name is James. I'm with Korean Journal. I'm out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for meeting with me. I know it's kind of late there, right, for you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to give you guys a call. It's kind of hard to sit out.
Well, the time zone doesn't make it any easier, right? But, I don't want to take... We were just really interested in your story, and we want to just ask more questions regarding it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said you're a native of... They say you were at... I guess just to start out, do you mind if I record the conversation, just for reference?
No, I don't. You can go ahead. Yeah, but if you can speak up a little more, it's kind of hard to hear you with this one. Sorry.
Okay. I'm on speakerphone, so I'll try to do my best. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's better. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so how long have you been out in Afghanistan on deployment? Is this your first deployment?
Yes, it is. Actually, wow. I volunteered for it, and we just got here, like, last month.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what have you been doing in that last month so far?
What was that, sorry?
What have you been doing in that last month so far? I think I read that you've been practicing with the church choir, religious services, and if you also want to explain your job as a logistics specialist.
Right. Like all the church activity I've been doing is just off-duty time. So like whenever I get a chance, that's what I like to do. So now I'm playing for three different worship services.
Uh-huh.
And at my job, I work at a supply room as a supply clerk.
Uh-huh.
But this third specialist is just a specialist working on the like boxes.
Okay.
Automated logistics specialist, that's what my job title is.
Uh-huh. And how much time have you been able to put towards your off-duty stuff?
How many times have I been doing it?
How much time have you been able to, I guess, practice, if you need practice at all?
I see. Like, playing church is just what I've been doing since I joined the Army, like, through basic training, AIT, even back in Fort Bliss, too. So that's what I do every Sunday. And then we have, like, choir practice on Wednesday night, Saturday night, and sometimes on Friday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I guess going back to when you were in Korea, you were born in Seoul. You started playing piano at age five, right? What was it like growing up, training as a musician, also your education in Korea? Was it part of your parents' plans to immigrate? Was that something that...
Yes. It was actually my parents moved to state earlier, like when I was in middle school.
Oh, okay.
So once I got my green card, that's the time I moved. I was a junior in high school in Korea, and I had to restart it as a freshman back in 1999.
Oh, okay, so when you immigrated at the time, how was the transition as a teenager?
That was interesting. I was 19 years old taking classes with, 14, 15 years old, younger student. And I was in ESL. I went to Uni High in Santa Monica.
School.
I was there a year and a half, and I got into Pepperdine. If you read my article, that's my make audition. That's what happened with the full ride and stuff. So I got in, and I graduated. I've been working since then.
Nice. And regarding Pepperdine, the story of your audition is really interesting. I guess, what feelings and thoughts did you have going into it? And also, during the middle of it, after you played your piece and then the professors asked you to play, their own requests. What was the whole thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. One more time? It was kind of hard to hear you, sorry.
Regarding Pepperdine, how did the audition go? Because the story is really interesting behind the audition. What feeling
right
did you have going in, and how did that change the experience?
I see. Auditioning for Pepperdine, it was like back in like 2002, so I was pretty young. I just graduated from high school. I was still in high school and as a senior, and I'm really hoping I got into Pepperdine because of my, like, what was it, or SAT score, nothing like that. That was just the answer of my prayer. That was my grandmother actually prayed for me. Mm-hmm. And in my article, he actually kind of missed the last part. It was kind of important to me. And then instead of just holding my diploma, like, smiling, wearing, like, bright cap and gown, she actually saw like three pieces of paper, and mm-hmm. two of them was just like whether you can like exam people, but then the last one was the one she was really having a hard time to read it because that was like really vague, and then she couldn't tell what it was on the paper. And when she like looked into it, the quote came out from the last paper, so that mm-hmm. was kind of the part. And if you read the article, like mm-hmm. really the first two pieces, I play for them.
Mm-hmm.
That was something I prepared. You know, I've been practicing. Oh, well, let me just give her a try. If I can get it, I'll go, kind of thing. Yeah. And then right after I finished the song, they were like, oh, okay, I'll let you know in two weeks. I'll make you guys. And I was about to leave the room, and then one of the professor came in, and then she just asked me to play some more songs. Like, it was one, like, kind of big concerto piece.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, sure, I didn't have anything to play anymore. And she was just for sight reading. And then, which she didn't know, that was my kind of strength. Like, mm-hmm. sight reading, like, when I play the music at first, I can really hear the music before I play it mm-hmm. while I'm, like, scanning the music. Mm-hmm. I think that came from the experience I've been playing for church, and then I've been working at a company for a long time. And then that's actually the gift from God since I was born. And mm-hmm. then after that piece, and then she brings some more music and one after another, and then everyone changed their mind, like, after that third piece. And then they're, like, clapping, everyone's doing them and clapping, like, oh, my God, you are the pianist that we are looking for. And after that, yeah, I got the full ride to Pepperdine.
Wow, that's awesome.
19, yeah. That's what happened.
Wow. And could you go back to what your grandma, you were talking about your grandma, they had the image of you in the diploma, with the diploma and the gown. And then what was the second thing you said? Like three papers?
What?
You said something about three papers?
Oh, the decision she had.
Yeah. Could you explain that?
That was kind of part of. So why she was kind of confused if that was the mirror or like she was praying.
Uh-huh.
She saw a vision, like even before I had an audition and that day. She had no idea what time I'm gonna be there. She just knew I have some kind of test at school, so she was mm-hmm. praying for me. And then she saw me just hugging her, like running into her, wearing like really bright cap and gown and holding mm-hmm. a diploma.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she saw. And after that, she saw like three pieces of paper.
Uh-huh.
And then the first two paper was just like exam paper.
Okay.
Just normal like paper, like test exam paper. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, the one that was kind of hard to see, because it was really vague and it wasn't really clear. And then she had to, like, go in and look into it, like, really closely. And then she found that there is a cross coming off. That was a cross on the paper.
Mm.
So that was the last piece I had to play. So obviously it was just, it wasn't me that actually got into Pepperdine. It was him. He made it happen. Actually, the professor who actually asked me to do one more piece, she didn't do that to other students. She really didn't have to do it. But that was the spirit, I guess. She made her mind change, and she wanted me to play another song, and then she brought like more songs to it. And then later I found that she was our company professor at Pepperdine. And she was the company professor, and then she helped me a lot through like when I was in school. My testimony.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. And regarding your education in the U.S., it's kind of backtracking a little. Coming from an immigrant family, what was the reaction from your family to receive that scholarship, and how big was that, especially after coming from Korea to receive an education?
Right. Being an ESL student at my age 19, that was not easy, I can say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But after getting to Pepperdine, this is what, it's going to be, I'll make it short though. Okay, I was a freshman, I was having a hard time, I didn't like it. I was like, oh my God, I don't belong here, this is way too hard for me. Like all the speech class, or the good writing, oh my God, I was just overwhelmed. So what I did was I ran away after freshman year.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a year off. I was withdrawing from school. And then I think that was my brother who brought me back to school. So I was just working. That time was 2003. That's the time when my grandma passed away. You know, just being a teenager, I wanted to try something different and like, oh, I don't want to study anymore, you know. I forgot about like all the opportunity I had. And then I was working. I had like separate jobs. And then one day my brother came to pick me up after work. I was pretty late at night. And then he just drove me to Philadelphia one day without telling me. And basically he kind of kidnapped me. So I went to Philadelphia. I stayed there for a year. I went to community college there, and then transferred back to Pepperdine as a junior the year after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you mentioned a lot of your family, your brother just now, and your grandma and your parents.
Right.
How much influence have they had on you, like each of them, I guess from your grandma to your brother, your parents?
Right. I think like 1.3 generation. I think I'm like between the 1.3 or 1.5.
Uh-huh.
I think we are like really sandwich generation. Like we came here, but we didn't really deserve anything like we are doing here in the States. I do believe like that's an opportunity and such a blessing, everything we have, you know, being a citizenship in the state. And then through the education I learned from Korea, I was a junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And all history and like all the veterans who served the Korean War from America, all the ministers who built the church and school in Korea. And that is like a reason why, like number one reason why we grew up so fast and we need.
Could you repeat the part starting from growing up with people you knew in the Korean War?
From where?
From the Korean War, I think you said.
Oh, about the Korean War. Personally, I met a lot of like Korean War veterans. Like, even in Korea and in here in the state, not in here, but like there in state. And then I personally want to honor their like sacrifices and then everything they've been done for us as a country, you know?
And let's see. When did you make the decision? I know you had a lot of influence from people that you've met, but when did you start thinking about joining the Army, and who did you talk with when making the decision?
Let's see. I have a mentor. His name is Mr. Pullen from Pepperdine. He was a choir conductor. He's retired now. But while I was working with him, I had a job right after I graduated from Pepperdine, and I was working with him. And I had an experience. It's a different story. Okay. I had an experience, like, short mission trip to, like, some other countries, like Turkey, Bulgaria, some other third world countries. Uh-huh. And then we had, like, English camp or a Bible study group. Maybe we taught it music there. We taught the violin, keyboard, and then some of the children who never saw any of the instruments. You know, we tried to teach them how to sing, how to play. And then I found that, like, those are the people, like, with more joy, and then they appreciate things moving on for them. And then I found that there are more talented people, too. On the other hand, I had a job at a university. I was getting paid pretty okay. And then here's kids, like, rich kids. And I'm not saying anything good about them. But, you know, there's a difference. And then I wanted to do something more meaningful for my life. And then I was looking for a new career. And then I just stepped into one of the recruiting centers. And then I had some, advice from my mentors, like, including Mr. P and some of my pastors. So that was last year, actually, when I was 30.
Sorry, that was?
Last year.
Last year, okay. That was pretty recent then.
And I was 30 years old.
Oh, okay.
And, I answered your question, okay.
You've been awesome. Thank you.
Storyteller.
And, regarding, I guess, the power of music, you talked about how much impact it had on people, right? Have you seen, I know you've been there about a month now, you said. How have you seen music impact people while you've been there, even though it's kind of in the other side of the world, in the middle of a war? How have you seen music impact people so far?
Actually, I found myself way more happy because this is the place they need more, I don't know, encouraged and something that music has, you know, some kind of power. I do believe music is really strong. How do I put this? Music is really strong. It can move people, you know? It can encourage people. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got shot. Hello?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Stay on. And I think you just got cut off. From somewhere else.
Sorry, can you repeat that last point?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're still there. Okay,
yeah, sorry. A little weird there.
I'm enjoying, like, playing music. I think I'm still doing the same thing, but in a different place who actually needs more music.
And I guess last question, how has, I guess, your view on music, your passion for music, as well as your faith, how do you think how that has changed since you started studying at Pepperdine and then making the decision to come to the Army? How do you think that your passion for music and faith has changed over time? Has changed at all?
I think all the experience I had, like, through Pepperdine or even from Korea, everything built up, and then it made who I am through the people I met and then through the people I've been taught from. So here I am in a new career, and I haven't really done anything yet. But, hope it was said. Did I answer your question okay?
Yeah. And,
Okay.
Just going back to your life, did you still live in Los Angeles before you were deployed?
Anyways, people are joined the army, yes. But I'm stationed in Fort Bliss, from Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I guess wondering to get like a local connection. Did you go to a church out here in LA?
Yes, I was. I went to Yongnuk Church, YNCC.
Oh, you went to Yongnuk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the large one, right? Kind of the big
green church. Yes, it's in downtown.
Yeah, that's cool. My grandparents go there. Sorry, but...
Oh, really? Cool, cool.
I think that's it. I guess, how long is your deployment for this time around?
It's supposed to be 9 months, but since we were doing, closing down the base, that's our primary mission, so it could be a little shorter.
Oh, okay.
But not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Oh, sorry, one last question, I promise. This is the last question.
Yes, that's fine.
You mentioned you want to give back something to the United States when you were joining the Army, right? Could you explain that a little bit more? Is it something you saw going
on? I think it's the same kind of question I answered, or it could be the same answer I answered. It's because that's where we came from. It's just being... I had an opportunity to see other countries, the U.S. Army helped, not just the Army, but U.S. helped, like third world country. And then Korea is the part of them. And we are actually the fast-growing country.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't think without their help, our help, or his help, it wouldn't be possible. And then we receive, and then we have to fully share. That's what I believe.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's all I have. Yeah, thank you so much for taking this call.
Thank you. I really didn't expect, you guys going to call me or anything. I just had a short, conversation at the exact while we were eating.
Okay.
And that was what, the interview came from, and it kind of came up and like, oh, no.
Yeah, that interview. Yes.
Oh, I had an interview, here. I just had a short conversation with one of our sergeants, the reporter who wrote a story. And then I really didn't expect it's going to be up there everywhere. So
That interview is getting really popular online, so... When we found that, we were like, pretty cool.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
I called, actually, right? I have a question, actually. Since my parents don't really speak, don't speak Korean, I mean English, when can they see the article online so I can ask someone to translate for them?
Oh, sure. Let's see. This is going in the October issue, so it should come out around mid-October, I think. And I think we can arrange it so that we can send the issue to your parents' place. Like a free issue. If it's posted online, we could send a link to someone and they can translate it.
Let's see. I have your contact info, or do you want my email address so you can?
I can take your email. I'll shoot you an email today, so you can have my contact.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay.
My parents
so what's your email? I can take it down right
what
now. What
was
it? What is your email? I can take it down right now.
Yes. So, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay. It'll be Ancho. So ANNECHO. Number 28.
I'm sorry?
Number
28.
28. 28. Okay. 28@gmail.com. That's my personal email.
Could you say that one more time just in case?
What was that?
Could you repeat that one more? Case?
Sure. The A N N E C CHO number 28
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com, yes.
So, Ancho?
Yes, that's my first name actually. Kalan is my middle name. Peace.
Okay, I was going to ask if you have an English name. Okay, I'll shoot you an email later today or tonight for you, but I'll let you know what's going on with the story.
Okay, sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
So much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, yeah, have a good night, right?
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.